Tommy McNeil. Detained, Howe executive Meng Wanzhou argues that she should be released on bail in Canada over health concerns while she was waiting on a hearing for extradition to the U.S. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing. On Sunday, China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a, quote, strong protest over the arrest and to tell the U.S. to withdraw its warrant. In a sworn affidavit, Meng said she is innocent.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Top U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats, say that U.S. President Trump could be looking at some serious consequences if there is proof that he directed illegal hush money payments to women during a 2016 campaign.
After federal prosecutors linked the president to the payments, incoming House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says there's a very real prospect the president could be indicted the day he leaves office.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
But Schiff tells CBS's Face the Nation it may be too soon to talk about removing the president from office. On NBC's Meet the Press, independent Senator Angus King said impeachment should only be a last resort.
At least a third of the country would think it was just political revenge and a coup against the president.
King says elections are the best way to solve problems like this. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The candidate President Trump was widely expected to pick as his new White House chief of staff is apparently out of running for the job. Nick Ayers, who's currently Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, says he will be leaving the administration altogether. There have been rumors for some time the current chief of staff, John Kelly, would be leaving because he does not have a warm relationship with the president. Before becoming chief of staff, he was the Trump administration's head of Homeland Security. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has rejected Turkey's request to extradite two former senior Saudi officials suspected of involvement in the October killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. More from Reuters, Emily Wither.
Saudi Arabia has ruled out extraditing any suspects in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. It comes after Istanbul's chief prosecutor filed warrants for the arrest of two former senior Saudi officials.
With regards to issuing an arrest warrant, we don't extradite our citizens. I believe Turkey's constitution prohibits the extradition of Turkish citizens.
Turkish officials say they have strong suspicion that Saad al-Qahtani, a top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and General Ahmed al-Asiri, who served as deputy head of foreign intelligence, were among the planners in Khashoggi's death. The Saudi critic was killed in Istanbul's consulate on October 2nd.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. The European Court of Justice ruled Monday that Britain retains the right to reverse its decision to leave the European Union. This as Prime Minister Theresa May delayed the House of Commons vote that had been set for Tuesday on whether to approve or reject the Brexit deal.
I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it. What has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, on one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern.
Britain voted in a 2016 referendum to leave the 28-member bloc. A group of Scottish legislators had asked the ECJ to rule on whether Britain could reverse the withdrawal procedure on its own. A majority of voters in Scotland had voted against leaving the EU in the 2016 referendum. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday migration should be well managed and safe, not irregular and dangerous, as he praised a group of more than 150 nations for adopting a global pact meant to improve the way the world handles the flow of migrants. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's